Hachette Audio presents Hell Week and Beyond, The Making of a Navy SEAL. Written by Scott McEwen. Read by Kiff Vandenhoeven. Introduction. My hardest time. We will all go to hell at some point. Some of us are there now. If you want to survive, learn from the SEALs. In the mid to late 2000s, two major wars raged on the far side of the world, one in the craggy mountains and valleys of Afghanistan, and the other on the urban streets of Iraq, in cities like Fallujah, Baghdad, and Ramadi. These wars were fought between the militaries of Western nations against hordes of terrorists and deranged Muslim extremists hell-bent on destroying the world by waging no-holds-barred guerrilla-style combat, using shit-caked IUDs, bombs literally painted with human fecal matter to cause infection after injury, suicide vests wrapped around impressionable teenagers, and human shields made up of women and children. The cowardly zealots used these deplorable tactics not to win battles, but to inflict maximum suffering and devastation on the United States of America and her allies, as we tried desperately to end the suffering of the populations of nations held hostage. U.S. forces, our men and women, took on the lion's share of the fighting, along with that of the dead and the wounded. Our sons and daughters gave up life and limb, village by village and block by block, in an effort to liberate these nations and bring peace to the land. Every week, accounts of U.S. engagements were reported in the media, along with the butcher's bill tallying the shocking loss of American lives. 20 of the most highly trained U.S. Special Forces fighters died in a single day. It was U.S. Special Forces, especially the Navy SEALs, who fought behind enemy lines, experiencing close-quarters engagements at a level not seen since World War II. Back in the comfort of our homeland, I thought I was going through my own personal hell. My second marriage had ended bitterly, and a far more insidious battle with my ex-wife had begun, presumably over custody of our son. Of course, the battle was really about money and revenge. At work, I spent my days in airless...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?